So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. John 21:11.
Hi, I'm Father John Finley from San Ynez, California, and you're listening to the 153 on Ancient Faith Radio. We hear much in our world today about unfairness, the unfairness of individuals, the unfairness of societies, of nations, of the world in general. Some of us equate unfairness with evil, but most people actually don't. Because the world in which we live doesn't believe in good and evil. It doesn't believe in God, or if it does believe in God, it believes that God himself is unfair. And so we have to take matters into our own hands and create a fair and equitable world. The whole notion of fairness is rooted in the idea that something is contrary to societal laws or conventions, unjust, dishonest, or unethical. But how can we even identify unfairness if we don't believe in laws, if we don't believe in justice, honesty, morality, or ethics, if we don't believe in good and evil? If we don't believe in a good God, if we only believe in our own notions of fairness and equality, apart from any notion of God, because God must be evil or must have created evil, how can anything be shameful or unprincipled? If there's nothing to reference that could be called honorable or principled. John Lennon outlined his utopian ideas for a perfect world in his 1971 song, Imagine. Let's make a checklist. Imagine there's no heaven. Check. No hell below us. Check. Imagine all the people living for today. Check. Imagine there's no countries. Check. Nothing to kill or die for. Check. And no religion. Check. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Uh-oh. And the world will be as one. Uh-oh. Why can't we finish off those two last items on the checklist? Perhaps because there really is such a thing as sin and an evil spirit who is the real slanderer of all that is good, including God. Let's listen to St. Nikolai's homily on Genesis chapter 1, verse 10. His homily on the absence of evil in God's works, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:10. Brethren, the first revelation about this world that Holy Scripture communicates to us is that the world proceeded from good and not from evil, from God and not from some power contrary to God, and not from some imagined primordial mixture of good and evil. The second revelation, brethren, about this world is that everything that the good God created is good. The light is good. The firmament of heaven is good. The land is good. The sea is good. The grass, the vegetation, and the fruit trees are good. The heavenly lights, the sun, moon, and stars are good. The living creatures in the water and the birds in the air are good. All living beings, according to their own kind, are good. The cattle, the small animals, and the beasts of the earth are good. Finally, man, the master, under the lordship of God, over all created things, is also good. And God saw that it was good. The appraiser of the value of this world is not and cannot be someone who views this world superficially and partially, but can only be he who views all of creation together and each part individually, he, capital H, capital E, who knows their number, name, composition, and essence incomparably better than all men on earth. And God, he saw that it was very good. Genesis 1:31. But nevertheless, there have been men who have slandered the work of God, saying that this world is evil in its essence, that each individual creation is evil, and that matter from which all earthly beings is formed is evil. However, evil is found in sin, and sin is from the evil spirit. Therefore, evil dwells in the spirit of evil and not in matter. This spirit, fallen from God, is the sower of evil in the world, from whence come all the tares in God's wheat. The spirit of evil strives to use both the human spirit and material things in general as his weapons of evil. He is also the one who instills in the human mind the thought that the whole created world is evil and that matter from which creation was formed is fundamentally evil. He slanders God's works in order to conceal his own works. He accuses God in order not to be accused. Oh, my brethren, let us guard ourselves from the cunning of the evil spirit. Let us guard ourselves in particular from the evil thoughts that he sows in our minds. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, our true enlightener and Savior, into thy hands we give over our minds and our hearts. Do thou illumine us with thy true light. To thee be glory and praise forever. Amen.
The 153 is a regular podcast of the Antiochian Archdiocese Department of Missions and Evangelism. You may contact the department at 153@ancientfaith.com. That's the numbers 153@ancientfaith.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.